Hey, can I come in? I know it's pretty late, but I wanted to wait until I was sure Mom and Dad were asleep. Thanks. I'm glad you're still awake. No, you don't have to get out of bed. It's fine, and you look pretty comfy already. I only need a few minutes, so it's no big deal. I'll just sit here at the end of your bed. Thanks. So, I feel more awkward about this the longer I wait, so here. Merry Christmas. What is it? It's a gift, you dummy. I'm trying to be nice. It's my Christmas gift to you, to be precise. I didn't want to give it to you in front of Mom and Dad. I have something smaller to give you tomorrow morning, so don't gripe about me not getting you anything, but this is your real gift. I kept going back and forth on whether I wanted you to open it in front of me or not, and I guess I decided that I kind of want you to do it now, so go ahead. Open it. It's a bunch of stuff. The gloves and the scarf I bought when you weren't looking. Remember that trip we took to the mall? The one that's really hard to forget because you ended up fucking me in the dressing room? Well, I noticed your hands were cold when I slid mine into yours. You kept rubbing your hands and blowing into them as soon as we got out of the car. I know you said it wasn't a big deal, and you gave me such a sweet smile, trying to put me at ease, but I could tell you were just trying to be the tough, big brother. It still hurt to see you so uncomfortable, though. No brother of mine should be that cold. This is, me being a little sister. If you take care of me, I should take care of you. That's what we do as siblings. We look out for each other. Because I'm your little sister, and that's what little sisters do. They take care of their big brothers. Even if they're far, far away, the little sister's job is never done. Plus, it's supposed to only get colder in January, and I don't want my absent-minded brother to get frostbite before I can see him again. If your hands freeze off, you won't be able to hug me or hold my hands when we go out. We can't have that. Nope. I won't allow it. And there's something wrapped in the scarf, by the way. Just take a look. Don't look at me like that! You're gonna make me squirm. It's a framed photo of us. Just the two of us. Do you mind if I, like, actually crawl into bed with you? Just for a bit? Thanks. Let me squirm under the covers and lay next to you. I'll just place my head on your chest and we can look at what I got you together. I got the picture from Aunt Clara's Christmas party a few nights ago. Remember how I put up a huge fuss when Mom wanted you and me to take a photo under the tree together? Well, obviously I couldn't admit this in front of everyone, but posing like a couple for a photo was really nice. My heart was thumping so loudly, I thought it was gonna burst out of my chest. Make this ugly display on the floor. Just having your arm wrapped around my shoulder and my hand on your chest while we posed so cutely. And you looked dapper in that shirt and red tie, and I was in the cute dress with the red trim. Those few seconds under the tree were the happiest I've been in a really long time. It's funny. I had to make such a big deal of taking the photo with you so no one would get suspicious. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings when I pushed you away afterwards. I just needed to be convincing. For what it's worth, it was really hard for me to do. But then I had to sneak into Mom's bag once we got home and steal the camera. Don't laugh, dummy! It was a lot of work to make this, so you better be grateful. I waited until we got home and everyone was asleep. I'd use my little sister ninja skills to steal that camera, then I had to walk down to the drugstore and have them print them. In the freezing cold. But don't give me that look. I mean, it wasn't... really wasn't a big deal. I'm just really happy you like it. For the record, I had 2 copies printed. The other one's in the bottom drawer of my nightstand. It's where I keep all the stuff I care about but don't want Mom and Dad to know about. Like, that picture and my sex toys. Now that I think about it, it's kind of fitting that all those things are conveniently in the same place. That photo is going to remind me of all the wonderfully sweet and filthy things that we've done together, brother dearest. Looking at the copy in your hand is already kind of stirring my heart and making me a little bit wet. Can you stroke my hair? You're really warm, and I need to take advantage of my space heater big brother for as long as I have him. Just gently run your fingers through it. I really like it when you do that. This is really, really nice. I'm gonna miss this. Some part of me is really happy, but there's also a tiny bit of me that's almost afraid to let themselves enjoy it too much. Well, it's just... you're going back to school in what, a few weeks? These last few days have been really nice. And I'm sure we're gonna have a lot of fun together until the very end of break. But at some point, you're gonna go back. And then what? I mean, what happens to us? Please, don't make this any harder for me than it already is. You know I've always been really bad at talking about anything, feelings especially, and I know I can seem like a brat, especially when I tease and push you away when we're around our parents. But that's only because it's what they expect out of their children at this point. It's not like they'd ever think their beloved children who bicker or day in and day out are actually fucking every chance they get. Plus, you always seem to give me extra attention if I tease you, and when we do fuck afterwards, you're not as gentle, and that's something I've kind of come to appreciate. Look so shocked. You have to have already realized by now that I love it when you're a bit rough with me. That your sister is actually secretly a big pervert too. Here's the kicker, though. I hope you realize I wouldn't have fucked you that night you came home unless I had wanted it for a long time. I really care about you, big brother. More than a little sister should. So, can you do me a favor tonight? Could you grant your doting little sister her Christmas wish? A wish that only you, her big brother, could fulfill? Tonight, I want you to make love to me. I don't want you to fuck me. Scratch that. I don't want you to just fuck me. I want more than that. Right here, in your bed, I want us to connect in body and soul, big brother. I want to feel your body on top of mine as you thrust your cock deep into me and we make out. I want to roll my hips as I desperately ride you, trying so hard to fit more of you inside of me. Don't want you just to shoot your cum inside of me. I want you to claim me. To make me your woman with your hot, warm brother seed. This Christmas, I want you to be mine the same way that you've made me yours time and time again these past few days. Can you do that for me, big brother? Thank you. Thank you so much, my sweet, darling older brother. You're all I want for Christmas. Here, let me show you something. Just let me lift myself up off of you. Just for a second, though. I'm just gonna sit on my knees in front of you and lift this cute little nighty off my adorable body to show you this. Judging from that hungry look in your eyes, you must like it. Not that I had any doubt that you would. It's the lacy purple underwear you helped pick out at the mall. You were telling me how you loved the little trimming that seemed to outline my tits and my butt so perfectly. This is me giving you the last part of your Christmas present, big brother. Your little sister is giving herself over to you, all laced up in pretty purple trimming and ready to be unwrapped. Now, sit up, big brother, and come take your present. That's it. Just place your hands on my shoulders and slowly slide the straps of my bra down. I'll save us the trouble of trying to unhook my bra. I do want you inside me before New Year's. There we go. Just slide the straps off of me and let my bra fall off nice and slow. You know, I just realized something, big brother. Out of all the times we've fucked so far, this is only the second time we're doing it completely naked. And that first time, the lights were off and we were already under the covers. So that's why I guess I'm feeling a little self-conscious. But if it's for my big brother, I think it'll be okay. I want you to see everything, to know everything, and to have it. I know I might not have as good of a chest as that tramp you've had glued to your arm in college, but your little sister's tits seem more than enough, judging by that twitching going on under the blanket. I'm just so glad I'm able to get such a rise out of you, big brother. But, as much as I love teasing and turning you on with my body, I want something out of you, big brother. I want you to kiss me, to lean up out of bed, and give your needy little sister the affection and care that she so desperately needs this Christmas. Thank you, big brother. This is the best Christmas gift I've ever... This is the best Christmas gift I've ever gotten. I'm so happy. You make me feel so warm and safe and loved. And I want another. And I don't just mean a peck on the lips. You don't have to be gentle this time. Aching so badly for you. I need you. Please. My tight little pussy's begging to be stretched and filled by my big brother's cock. It's so wet and ready, and I'm guessing by the hungry look in your eyes in this tent, the bedsheet, that so are you. Throw that cover off, big brother, and slide the boxes off too. I really, really want you. Do that, I'm just gonna slide out of my panties. They're even darker from how wet I am. Your cock is throbbing so much. There's even a tiny bit of pre-cum leaking out from the top. I can't believe your little sister is making you so horny. Almost as horny as she is for you. I really, really want you inside me, but I can't help it. I just have to... Feels so nice in my mouth. This feels right. I'm gonna miss sucking your cock and tasting your pre-cum and making love to this with my mouth. Feeling your cock throb and pulse as it shoots that cum down my throat. I think that can come later, though. For now, I need you to fuck me. To make love to me. Let me slide my body on top of yours and lower myself onto your cock. I really want to feel you slowly stretch me, to feel my pussy spread around your cock. Are you ready, big brother? I'm almost all the way down. Nice to be resting on top of you. Feels so nice. Just sitting here in my brother's lap with his cock impaling my pussy. As I grind my hips a little bit against you. This is where I belong. You can kiss my neck, big brother. Grab my hips. Help me ride you, please. I want more. I want you. You always and forever. Can we? I changed my mind. Can we flip over? I want to feel your body on top of mine. With you in between my legs as you thrust your cock into me. I want to look up into your eyes as you come inside me and make me yours again. That's it, big brother. Feel me. Fuck me. And fill me, please. Please, big bro. I need your cum. I've never needed anything so badly before, so... Please come inside your little sister. Come inside me. Please. I can feel myself tightening a little bit. If you come inside me, I know I'll come wrapped around you and clenching around you, trying to drain you. So please, please, big brother, claim me. Please. Please, big brother. Fuck. There. I've ever come so hard before, and I really feel full. You gave me be the perfect gift, brother darling. Put your fingers in my hair again. I hope by now you've realized that I'm gonna sleep here with you tonight. Don't worry, I'll make sure to leave before Mom and Dad wake up. But we sleep in on Christmas morning. God. I really hope you enjoyed your gift. I know I certainly did. See? And you were gonna spend a lot of your break with that floozy. Well, I hope that you realize that your little sister can make you a lot happier than she ever could. She shouldn't take care of you. She wouldn't take care of you like I would. Or ever know you as well as I already do. Think of all the years that I have over on her. She certainly could never fuck you as well as I could. So, I hope you realize how important it'll be for you to come home more often in the spring. There'd be no reason for you to stay at college over the weekends when your loving, perverted little sister was back home waiting for you, right? But, for now, I don't want to think about anything else. I'm sleepy, and I just want to lay here with you. So, pull that cover over us, and let's get some sleep. Merry Christmas, big brother. I love you so much.